Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Done by design. This is a depopulation weapon. It's a problem you can't ever fix. It just takes up all your rights with surveillance and control and then gives you injections that erase your immune system.
The vaccines are now going to help you to get infected. So the vaccines are doing the exact opposite of what you're told. And this is in a Denmark study, and it showed that for Omicron, in particular, the vaccine efficacy turns negative after about 60 days. And negative vaccine efficacy means the vaccine is actually on the side of the virus, not protecting you from the virus.
As the public begins to get that, and as Laura Ingraham gets that,
what happened to your country?
We have no rights whatsoever. What we have right now is some kind of a hybrid between the fascism and communism, medical tyranny.
I didn't get up here and say all the things I said that came exactly true because I am Nostradamus. It's because it's a laid out enemy plan. And they've been very public about it for decades, how they use a virus to do it. And they've war gamed it hundreds of times I know of. We've covered more than 20 of those drills on air, like lockstep.
Even after the pandemic faded, this more authoritarian control and oversight of citizens and their activities stuck and even intensified. Citizens willingly gave up some of their sovereignty and their privacy to more paternalistic states in exchange for greater safety and stability. This heightened oversight took many forms. Biometric IDs for all citizens, tighter regulations of industries whose stability was deemed vital to national interests.
What is amazing about lockstep and what really raises eyebrows is on the very first page, we see a bio leak out of China. Well, isn't that interesting? How do they know that a bio leak would come out of China? And not only that, it says this pandemic that will set off the domino scenario of lockstep will, first of all, disrupt supply chains. Wow, amazing. So, in other words, they knew that there would be these disruptive shocks, as the document calls it, to supply chains. It says then, as a result, flights will be shut down. China is key to this scenario. We see that there's a mandated global face mask. There are mandated temperature checks everywhere. And all this does is hype up the hypochondria and everybody getting scared, right? Freaking out. This is the whole of 2020. There's mandates, pandemic mandates. As a result of this, biometric IDs will be necessary for all.
And we're not up here giving you our opinions on subjects like this. I can give you my opinions on the metaphysical. I give you my opinions on life after death. I can give you my opinions on what my favorite foods are. Those views all vary person to person. But what I'm talking about, cut and dry, is what's going on. So Agenda 21 was passed into global UN law. We didn't ever pass it here in the U.S., but George Herbert Walker Bush signed us onto it to put us under UN UNESCO law by executive fiat in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro. And by the year 2021, they were supposed to have launched the deindustrialization plan to cut off the carbon, to just bring in hell on earth, to collapse the third world, merge it with the first world. And then by the year 2030, under Agenda 2030, which is another public plan, that the world would be free of war and famine because the world would be at least 80% depopulated. We are 8 years out from that. In the past, I would have experts on and scientists and researchers and people that worked in the federal government at the highest levels that were briefed on all this. And people are like, you know, that's crazy in 2005 or 2010 or 2015. Yeah, there'll be a world lockdown. We'll have to wear masks. They'll tell us we can't go out and go to ball games. They'll have to have a pass to, you know, travel. Yeah, Alex, that's not really going to happen. And now you see how quickly it is happening. And now you can see how 8 years from now they plan to have 80% of people dead. This is all just a drill right now to lock us down to make sure we'll behave when they release the real bioweapons on us.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, take it under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Peter McCullough is our guest in studio, and I want everybody to take some time out to go to AmericaOutloud.com, where you find all of his postings and a link to this PowerPoint presentation that he's been going over, so you can show it to your friends, your family, your neighbors. You're also saying there's a medical association that's a good place to find it as well, the AAPS, the American Association of American Physicians and Surgeons.
Right. So the PowerPoint is continuing medical education credits for physicians, and it's highlighted. I was the closer at the annual scientific session of the meetings in October of this year. It's been subsequently updated. Many of the PowerPoints that I'm showing you actually are screenshots from America Out Loud Talk Radio, the McCullough Report, where I give a weekly report to America. I do what our federal agencies don't do. I show international collaboration. I bring people's ideas from all over the world, learning about how to treat this virus, how to defend ourselves, and understanding vaccine safety and efficacy. Remember, Alex, we have not had a single review from our agencies on how to treat the virus with multiple drugs, and no review on vaccine safety and efficacy. None.
And since when do you have a big deadly virus, supposedly, and they don't do any reviews and block therapeutics? I mean, this is premeditated evil.
Well, let's move on to the PowerPoints. Omicron on the move. This is America Out Loud Talk Radio, the McCullough Report. And again, it's not a transformer. It's a great name, but Omicron is a virus. And I want to move on to the next page. The next slide. This is an important paper by Venkata Krishnan. You got to follow this guy. Venkata Krishnan is at a company called Inference, and they're in Boston. They have over a million of these samples of people with the virus. They've sequenced it. They know everything about the virus in terms of its genomic sequence. Look at this beautiful diagram. I have to tell you what, this is art. You can see here all the different variants that we've dealt with. We've dealt with the alpha, beta, gamma.
Is that what the virus looks like right there?
No, this is the spike protein. This is the spike protein. Now, you can see the Venn diagram of the overlap. There's not that much overlap. Look at the lower left, Alex. That is Omicron. Omicron has 26 unique mutations, unique, that they basically weren't in the other strains of the virus. And then look at the receptor binding domain. That's at the top of the structure of the spike protein, the RBD. The receptor binding domain is where it locks into the human ACE2 receptor. This is how the virus injects itself into your cells. Mother Nature has absolutely peppered the receptor binding domain. Look at it. It's almost as if it was carpet bombed with mutations. This is wonderful news for people because this means this virus, Mother Nature, is taking the starch out of the spike protein. The spike protein was designed to be a killer because it could inject itself into cells using the ACE2 receptor.
And now it's basically being bent. It's being crushed.
Yes, it's actually being, in a sense, pummeled by Mother Nature's mutations. So Mother Nature is actually putting mutations in there so it cannot penetrate the body so much, so it's not so lethal. The great news, it's mutated. It's not as invasive.
That is huge. Let's put that back on screen if we can.
This is really important. This is important to understand. Very important paper. Again, if our CDC and FDA and NIH were worth their salt, they'd be showing America the data. You wouldn't have to rely on me, Alex. This is information.
Well, look at how they went hysterical when, what, a month ago the South Africans said this is like the cold. It looks like it's mutated. It, you know, it looks like this is the answer to Delta. It looks like finally Mother Nature's defeated it. They took that and spun it. Run for the hills. Lock everything down. You're all dead. Take more shots. Oh, my gosh, Omicron. Omicron. And meanwhile, they knew this.
Yeah. And meanwhile, this is actually the structure of the spike protein, far less deadly. But you can see that it's wildly mutated. When I went on Fox News with Laura Ingraham, when this was breaking, and Laura, I said, Dr. McCullough, what do you think of this? I said, you know, it almost looks like an evolutionary mistake that the idea here is that the virus would want to invade the body and have some luxurious replication. In fact, it, from an evolutionary perspective, it took a starch out of the receptor binding domain. What I didn't know at that time is the virus had learned how to replicate 70 times faster than it used to.
Some people have said that maybe another group or organization wanted to stop this, and they made this.
Well, it's because of in the receptor binding domain, there's an insertion. It's like, wait a minute. When there's mutations, there can be deletions. That's common. There can be substitutions. That's common. But inserting some new code, how could that happen? And in fact, it happened. It's a short insertion. I think the most espoused theory is that there was a co-resident organism, an RNA virus in the human body. And in fact, there was a little mix-up between one virus and another. But there's an insertion.
So the viruses got together.
That's one theory. There's clearly an insertion of some nucleic acids that didn't exist in the receptor binding domain. But the point of the Conakrishnan paper is that it clearly is a different strain. Omicron is very different.
But this could be somebody in a lab trying to stop this.
It's possible. I mean, I can't rule out any possibility.
But you're saying, oh, look at Mother Nature did it. It just knocked the tip off this thing.
Knocked the tip off it. Knocked the tip off the spear. The good news, I'm telling you as a doctor, I see and examine patients. I've handled now dozens and dozens of Omicron patients. It's a milder syndrome. It is clearly a milder syndrome. We don't have this vicious clinical set of features that we used to see with the Delta variant. There's no doubt about it.
Wow.
Now, what I want to show you is let's move on to what Denmark is observing with Omicron. This is important. This is dated from a December 13th report, status of the SARS-CoV-2 variant in Denmark, the Omicron. Look at the right-hand column, Alex. 79% of the cases of Omicron is in the fully vaccinated.
Wow.
In the fully vaccinated. And their data are clean. Their data are clean. Now, the same thing is true in the United States now. The same thing is true in South Africa. In fact, in Germany now, reported on one of the news sites, 94% of Germans with Omicron are fully vaccinated. We cannot blame the unvaccinated. This idea that it's going to be a dark winter.
This totally disproves that.
Yeah. This idea of a dark, deadly winter for the unvaccinated. Wait a minute. I'm not vaccinated. I had the Alpha variant. Now I've had the Omicron variant. Honestly, I feel like I've had a booster. I feel like I have a booster. It was a very mild syndrome. I don't want anybody here who's fully vaccinated or those who are covered, recovered, to be fearful of Omicron. Omicron will be like a booster to them. Now, here are the data. Let's bring up the next slide. You can see it on the overhead looking down. This is from what's called Nowcast. I want people to know that the CDC is not all bad. The CDC is actually using forecasting data to tell us what's going to happen. So this is Nowcast. This is a forecast of where things were
going. Just be clear, it's a big agency, some good, some bad. It's the boards that they're selecting and packing to actually go against the agency. Because right, it was the CDC and FDA. Scientists have been resigning and saying no, no, no. And then they just select and put in their own new board that says yes, yes, yes.
You're right. Listen, I did my residency at University of Washington in Seattle, and the doctors listening to this will understand that is the top place in medicine surgery to change, just ahead of Harvard. Many of my fellow graduates from University of Washington became CDC officers. I went on to the University of Michigan and trained in epidemiology. We're the same. We have the same competencies. We have the same scientific skills. We have the same sets of commitments.
But you get overridden by the political appointees.
You know, there are clearly forces at work trying to silence any review like we're doing right now for America, Alex. But this is from Nowcast predicting where Omicron would be. Now, the data on sequencing will come through our Centers for Community Health weeks later. So we actually operate off of forecasts They had forecasted now that we would be at about 73% Omicron. They've recently just down-adjusted that a little bit. But my point is, it's not bad. It's not a bad prediction. In fact, that's what we're seeing in my practice. My practice right now, I estimate it's about 73% Omicron. I am sleeping a lot easier at night because I am not worried about people ending up on the ventilator and being hospitalized. I mean, this is a different syndrome. We're getting people through this at home. The South Africans are telling us that hospitalizations have plummeted.
They're saying almost no deaths.
Absolutely. Absolutely nothing to be concerned of with respect to an average person who we...
So the good news is Omicron is defeating the previous variants, and it's not as bad. It's a lot better, and that's again, God or whoever engineered this, now that we have godlike powers, to basically block the previous more deadly strain.
And it's true. It's blocking it through immunologic mechanisms. So I can tell you, I didn't have Delta. I didn't have it. I was in research. I knew I had Alpha. Now that I've had Omicron, I am now back protected against Delta. If I get on the plane on the way home and somebody has Delta and they cough in my face, I have protection. I mean, this...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
In studio to the end of the hour. Then Chrissy Lee is going to be joining us in studio with a little prelude of the interview she did with Robert Malone here today that's going to air after Joe Rogan airs his interview that taped yesterday, because we're not trying to scoop him. Joe really actually doesn't care, but we're just going to air it after his comes out as well. And again, please don't forget we have the Sunday edition of this weekday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Now, Doc, every time you come on the show, and I appreciate it last year, you don't want to bring this up. You don't want to get into specifics, and I understand that. But you have the largest medical group, or one of the largest in Texas, correct me if I'm wrong, literally trying to silence you for going around and speaking out and taking action. So the intimidation and the persecution is just insane. So I brought this up. You have some pretty big legal fees, like anybody else fighting tyranny, and folks that want to help you out with that. And I'm told it's going well. That's good news. How do people go and make a donation?
You know, it's been a six-month battle, and my motion basically says in the case that this is a strategic lawsuit against my public participation in a topic of importance. What can be more important to America than getting analysis and review on COVID-19? I'm a frequent contributor to Fox News, Newsmax, and I'm straight with America on the data. I'm being sued because of it. Go to GiveSendGo, and I have a crowdfunding. It is validated. I'm telling you, when you go to the site, you'll see me. I'm on a stage. That's a legitimate site. All the other GoFundMes out there are fake ones, and they are fraudulent. This is the real deal.
GiveSendGo are great. We've used them. I'm going to thank the listeners for their support. It's really, I mean, you're talking to hundreds of thousands of people a month in person, millions every day on air. We've got to keep you on air. So let's put that GiveSendGo back up. Just go there. Type in Dr. Peter McCullough. Help Dr. Peter McCullough with legal IT travel cost. And then when you donate, that is the legitimate spot right there where you see $132,000 raised. I can tell you, to travel around and do this full time and fight with these lawyers, I would imagine that's only scratched the surface. That's why your goal is up there. So thank you all for the support. Your work is amongst the most important out there. So hope people go donate there right now. Okay, look, well, this is a shorter segment, long segment coming up. Let's plow back into your big PowerPoint that, again, people need to check out for themselves.
Well, we've been in the Omicron outbreak, this part of the presentation. And look at the news cycle. This just popped up yesterday. Hundreds of Houston hospital staffers contract COVID. Those left at the work face burden of shortages. This is Houston Methodist Hospital. Houston Methodist Hospital, considered the top-ranked hospital in Texas, took the most aggressive stance towards their employees, mandating, in fact, forcing the vaccines on them. And people who had allergies, people who could not take the vaccines medically, they fired them. And it was a brutal, an unbelievable assault on their careers, destroyed the careers of very dedicated professionals. Some of these were frontliners who in the first waves of the pandemic sacrificed themselves. And in fact, they ultimately were fired by Houston Methodist. Lead attorney Jared Woodfill put a lawsuit against Houston Methodist. It went at one of the lower courts and then appellate court. The case went nowhere. There's no fairness in the court. And now look what Houston Methodist gets for this action. They had a completely vaccinated workforce, Alice, and they have hundreds of employees now with Omicron. Who's got egg on their face now? They fired good employees, and now they're loaded with COVID-19 in their fully vaccinated.
I saw a European study just this week saying that you were three times more likely to get Omicron, however you say it, if you had had two of the Pfizers. Is that accurate, or do you not know about that study?
There are a variety of studies showing negative vaccine efficacy, meaning the vaccine makes it worse in terms of getting COVID-19. I am not so sure that biologically happens. I think it has to do with proportionality on who has natural immunity, who doesn't. So I'm not willing to go
there.
Well,
like you said, it also wears down your immune system. And I've seen a study for years that the flu shot might actually help sometimes, but then it lowers your immunity the next year to the regular flu.
Okay. The evidence that it, quote, wears down your immune system has to do with reactivation diseases. And this is fair for Americans to know this. There is a real rate of having shingles after the respiratory infection and after vaccination, also having Epstein-Barr virus reactivation disease. These are examples of the immune system changing and then allowing expression of a resident virus like the varicella zoster or Epstein-Barr virus.
In layman's terms, because I'm not stupid and I barely follow that. Explain it to me like I'm 5 years old.
The body carries about 10% of its DNA that's not human. That we carry DNA from vestigial viral infections. If we get installed with the herpes families of virus, they're there forever. The same thing is true with Epstein-Barr virus. And so it turns out that we keep these in check. We keep these suppressed. And when the immune system is weakened, then there is the expression, for instance, of shingles.
And so we carry a genetic library so we can defeat it when we run into it again. But when we get really run down, that stuff can come back out.
That's a fair interpretation.
Wow. We're pretty amazing. God made us pretty amazing.
I tell you, the body is an amazing, amazing gift. And I think the body can fight off the vaccine, the installation of a messenger RNA or adenoviral DNA and the spike protein, provided we don't subscribe to boosters. I think a lot of this was a bad move. People took the vaccines. They didn't ask what's in them. They did it patriotically. And there's a lot of remorse out there. I don't have too many patients who want boosters.
Back to this genetic memory situation with the viral load. Is that why Native Americans, they say, had never really been in touch with smallpox? And so even people that actually never had smallpox as Europeans still had some of a genetic memory to it. That's why they were least likely to die?
You know, I'm not so sure about that. There are great questions that arise regarding predilection for various diseases and immunity. One of the things that's come out of this, people look back at the Spanish flu, and they've taken samples out and asked the question, you know, what's the durability of immunity on a specific strain? And the answer is forever. So believe it or not, you took Delta. You will never get Delta again, but it's possible you could get Omicron. But the immunity on the strain-specific immunity is very strong.
But that makes me think Omicron is made in a lab because it actually helps block the other one, helps you genetically be superior. It takes over. It's a lot less lethal. And then it is a new virus because the old immunity isn't working.
And it's replicating 70 times faster. I mean, that's the thing. Now, if we have an infection, let's bring up the next slide. If we have an infection of Omicron, and let's say I have an 80-year-old person who has multiple problems, one of the tools I need is monoclonal antibodies. These are fully emergency use authorized products. They work. They're safe. I've been relying on these in my practice the entire time. We used to use Lilly or Regeneron. Those are two combination products. But now suddenly we're out of ammo against Omicron in a serious infection. Let's say we do have a patient with pulmonary symptoms. I need a monoclonal antibody. And look what Joe Lodapo, he's on our team. He's the Surgeon General now of Florida, brought in by Ron DeSantis. He's an academic physician like I am. Joe and I have published together. He is from UCLA. He's the real deal. And look what he's saying. The Florida Surgeon General claims the feds are preventing COVID-19 antibody treatments.
Wow.
It's absolutely stunning to think that we've had, since May, we've had the GlaxoSmithKline product, which does work against these strains. It was designed with an antibody.
But isn't that the same story, Doc? I mean, like they try to block ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and all of this. They just, anything that's good, they block it.
It's a cohesive pattern. That's exactly right. Blocking through a variety of statements and mechanisms, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, later on budesonide, colchicine. I had a patient actually yesterday blocking colchicine in Dallas, one of the pharmacists blocking colchicine to a patient.
Well, stay there. We got to talk about blocking therapeutics and now monoclonal antibodies. Dr. Peter McCullough, stay with us.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, during the break, I just talked to my old friend Joe Rogan, and his Dr. Robert Malone interview just dropped on Spotify. That means we're going to release today at Mandaw Video our commercial-free hour and a half Dr. Robert Malone interview that Chrissy Lee did right out there in the studio this morning, and it's bombshell as well. So that will be out in a few hours at man.video for you to share with the world. Dr. Peter McCullough is here. He was trying to finish up a key point during the break, and then I wanted to just talk about some of the censorship issues and things that are happening. But we were ending off with confirmed. And I remember learning this months ago from some of the folks in Texas running monoclonal operations that indeed they were already starting to ration it, that they were giving them paperwork saying don't give it to white people who they're not at risk. Now Minnesota put out a list saying no, we don't give it to whites, they're not at risk. I mean, bizarre rationing. But then we learn, and confirming with the Surgeon General, who's very respected of Florida, should be our National Surgeon General, that indeed they are blocking this. This is a big, big deal. And you were saying during the break that that's dead on. What we were talking about before break, that it's the same story on everything that is a either pharmaceutical situation that is a therapeutic or even out of Mother Nature.
Yeah, it's clearly cohesive. The monoclonal antibodies are safe and effective. We need to look at sotrovimab, GlaxoSmithKline. We need to have it stocked in every major ER and urgent care center, senior home. Let's move on to who took the vaccines in the United States. Let's bring this slide up. This is CDC from October 25th. It's clear Americans did their job as citizens. We had 220.5 million people through October 25th. Took at least one dose of the vaccines. We only have 330 million people in the United States. This cannot be a crisis of the unvaccinated. It cannot. We have 110 million individuals who did not take the vaccine. The CDC tells us 146 million of us have already had COVID-19, like you and me. The bottom line is America has been covered. The vaccine program basically has been exhausted. It's failed as a public health measure.
And them trying to blame unvaccinated is a fraud.
It's fraud. It's fraudulent. It's untrue. It's pejorative, and it's divisive at this point in time.
That's right. It's dangerous. There's been violence against the unvaccinated now.
And you know, family members have taken this up. Do you know family members actually blame other family members for spread of the virus? Family members actually prohibit other family members from attending gatherings at Thanksgiving and Christmas. What I'm telling Americans is that if people don't have symptoms, it's fine to get together. But like any other time, if you have symptoms, that's your cue to stay away. Now, what do you do if you have symptoms? Let's bring up the next slide. These are the two seminal papers I published leading the world in treating COVID-19, and they operate on these important principles. We basically say, listen, this is a mass casualty event. We use the precautionary principle. We look for drugs with signals of benefit and acceptable safety, and put them into combinations. And we've done this from the very beginning, and I want to show you the reason why. This is the conceptualization of the virus. I told Americans this in the U.S. historic U.S. Senate hearings, November 19th of 2020, that the virus has three major phases: viral replication, cytokine storm, and thrombosis. No single drug is going to handle this. People wanted to put hydroxychloroquine on a pedestal or ivermectin or even the monoclonal antibodies. No, we use drugs in combination. Now enter Omicron. Omicron now is replicating 70 times faster than the other versions. It's all about viral replication, and we can get after it early. Where is it replicating in the human body? Let's get to this. It's replicating in the nose, and I want to let you know this analysis by Chopra and colleagues looked at viralcidal agents in the nose. What can we spray up in the nose to kill the virus, Alex? And I can tell you, it is extraordinary, the findings of these authors and others indicating that almost anything will kill the virus. So iodine does. So does hydrogen peroxide. So does colloidal silver. So does various forms of ozone. The virus is killed easily. The nose and the nasopharynx is a replication factory. That's where the fever is coming from. That's where all the cytokines is coming from, the nose.
So that's where it's first getting its beachhead.
It's getting its beachhead. In fact, with Omicron, that's pretty much its entire campsite as it attacks the body. And it can't go anywhere because it's up in the nose. And it's very important for people to realize this. It's not a hand infection. We've seen a preoccupation with hand sanitizer. I see it in my house. I keep telling people, listen, it's not on the hands. It's in the air. We're breathing
it
in.
So let's talk about that, because, I mean, where do people find or who do they talk to make sure? Because obviously you need to dilute iodine. You need to dilute hydrogen peroxide. You want to, you know, the salts you put in the neti pots. I was reading studies that those are good every day. I mean, this is something everybody should be doing anyways. When I forget to use a neti pot, I mean, I feel it when I do use it. Austin's got a lot of allergies. Then when I forget, I have big problems. Everybody really should be, what, neti potting every day?
I can tell you right now.
Or is it nebulizer? What's better?
I can tell you right now, there are so many different ways to kill the virus in the nose that the general principles are, if it stings or hurts, it's too strong, Alex. It takes almost anything you can do is going to kill the virus. Here is an overlay that I want to give credit to two dentists. One is Dr. Bernadine in Dallas, and one is Dr. Paul Gossett, who was just hospitalized with COVID himself, bless his heart, in Chicago. Paul texted me this morning. He's getting in a hospital. Thank God he didn't go on the ventilator. Early treatment pulled him through. But the bottom line is, this is just one of the many recipes. You can go on America Out Loud Talk Radio, McCullough Report, and find this one on American Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. There's also other slides. I can tell you right now, you can write this down. Take povidone iodine, the typical brown iodine, half a teaspoon in a shot glass of water, and you got it. It's basically 1.5 cc's of water. And then look at that bulb syringe. You know, that pediatric bulb syringe or spray bottle, you got to go over the sink, spray a decent amount up, spray of a nostril, sniff it back, and then spit it out. If you're going to nebulize it or use a neti pot or a saline wash system, that's fine as well. But it literally has to get up in the nose and back in the throat and spit it out. You got to choke a little bit, but that's a sign that you're zapping the virus.
It's a few drops of iodine in like a shot glass of water.
It's basically, if it's the consistency of like dark tea, that's basically going to do it. And then here's the pivotal trial. This is what I want people to understand. This is a prospective, randomized, controlled trial. And give credit to Chowdhury et al. In Bangladesh. Let's get it up on this screen. You know, our federal agencies have been saying follow the science, follow the science. Randomized trials are the gold standard in science. This is 606 individuals randomized to two different groups receiving the povidone iodine. It comes in a 10% solution. We dilute it down to 1%, but it doesn't even matter if it was 0.5%. We don't have to be that specific on the dilution. Again, as long as it's not too strong. And they did aggressive washes. Let's bring up this slide here, the next slide, showing just advance to the next slide, and you can see everybody at the start, Alex, is PCR positive. Look at this, 303 people in each group PCR positive. Look, after 3 days of doing the iodine washes in the nose and mouth and gargle, look at that. They're down to 35 patients who are still PCR positive. It knocked the crud out of the virus. Look compared to the control group. Control group was just warm water. And then look at how the virus basically persists in most people for 7 days. This nasal therapy, there's nothing else going on. There's no ivermectin. There's no hydroxychloroquine. This is the only thing going on, and this is knocking the crud out of the virus in the nose. Proof positive. Prospective randomized trial.
So if you're going to go to a big, busy train station, or you're going to go on a big trip, take a neti pot, take a nebulizer, and flush your sinuses and throat out once a day.
Or take a spray bottle. You can just simply buy a simple spray bottle, load it up with this dilute solution, sniff it up, and just sniff it back and spit it out. We tell people, listen, you come out after a day at church, you're traveling on a plane.
Well, plus, a little bit of iodine is good for your body. I mean, I guess the type we sell is, can you just go ahead and swallow the regular type, or you don't want to do that?
We don't recommend swallowing it because we can't control it. But let's bring up the next slide. People say, okay, Dr. McCullough, that's great. You can zap the virus in the nose. Does it clinically matter? Let's take a look at this, Alex.
Hold on. We got to go to break. Final segment with Dr. Peter McCullough. And then Christy Lee's coming in with exclusive excerpts of Dr. Robert Malone this morning. Detailed interview. The Big Joe Rogan interview dropped as well. Get that and share that at Spotify. We'll be right back on the other side. This is life-saving information. All of you watching, millions of you are already awake. If you simply share this video once it's archived at Bandai Video this afternoon, or take the live feed now and share it and tell them to share it, it causes the chain reaction. And that's what the tyrants fear, the chain reaction. You are the resistance. We need you to share this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're about to close out with Dr. Peter McCullough, who I really appreciate with his amazing crew, coming in here on the final day of 2021. Robert Malone literally walked out this morning. We said bye to him. And then I turn like a movie, and here's Dr. Peter McCullough. So this place is as busy as Central Station, Grand Central Station, with great patriots telling the truth. And some of the top scientists in the world have now officially come out and said, pull the worldwide vaccine program. It is a disaster. We're going to cover that in a moment. Another huge development, but you were getting into iodine dissolved and in the nasal passage and what it did, not just making the test show that they didn't have it, but what did it do to the actual body?
Sure. Povidone iodine to basically drop the infectivity, zap the virus in the nose. We're talking about doing this every 4 hours when people are coming down with COVID-19. Let's bring up the slide showing the clinical results. This is the Chowdhury prospective, high-quality, randomized trial. Take a look at this, Alex. You have 303 people, only 2 people hospitalized without the need for oxygen support, 10 hospitalized needing for oxygen, and there were 2 deaths. Compared to that to the control group, Here we've got 14 people hospitalized without the need of oxygen, 63% in the hospital in Bangladesh who needs oxygen, and sadly 17 patients die. It's night and day, I'm telling you, without any other treatment, just zapping the nose with povidone iodine in a nasal spray or nasal wash. You could use other forms of iodine. You could use dilute hydrogen peroxide.
But here's the thing. Whenever you or doctor or anybody else tries to talk about this on the Internet, on Facebook or Twitter, or anywhere, they take you down.
Believe it or not, when this broke several months ago, and when we featured this in some of our educational lectures, there was a physician email that went out through, I believe, Medscape that said anti-vax doctors push iodine and patients will get iodine poisoning and die.
Which is a total lie. You need iodine to live, but I guess just to be safe, you say, fine, spit it out.
That's what we said. So
that's why.
To be clear, we're not telling people to swallow it. This is for topical use.
Exactly, because they'll have one of their people drink a bottle, go to poison control, and sue you. No, we're not saying that.
Well, believe it or not, the ophthalmologists use eye drops using this. I'm telling you, this is very safe.
Believe me, I know all about how wonderful iodine is for you. It's like our main...
So Alex has got this. Let's go ahead and bring up the dramatic announcement from Dr. Geert Vandenbosch. Now, Geert Vandenbosch has basically, for the second time, messaged officially the World Health Organization, and he.
So the guys can put that in because I know your producer sent it to them. Say it slow. We'll pull it up because I just saw the headliner. Hand me your phone again. I'll just show it on TV that way. Doctor, explain this to me. This is important. I want everybody listening to write this down, to search this, and to get this info because the globalists work around the clock to keep this from getting out. Overhead shot, please, guys.
Should be able to bring
second call to WHO. There it is. Now tell us who he is and why this is so important.
Geert Vandenbosch is a preeminent virologist. He's actually a trained veterinarian, and he was in the preclinical sciences, but he has worked for virtually every major vaccine manufacturer.
I've seen that guy for years on TV.
He has worked for the Gates Foundation.
That's where I've seen him.
He is a vaccine proponent. He helped develop vaccines. He, like Dr. Malone and Dr. Byron Bridle and Dr. Michael Yaden, as people who know vaccines, has come out with no agenda. He has no conflict of interest. He is telling the World Health Organization, shut it down. Don't try to vaccinate against Omicron. The vaccine program has basically walked us into Omicron, which turns out not to be a bad thing. Believe it or not, this could be the happiest byproduct of the vaccine program. But he's telling them, as I'm telling America, it's time to shut it down.
And I remember, 6 months ago, they yellow-slipped the main regulatory group in the U.K. that under law they're supposed to listen to. So they said, we'll change the law. They said, time to pull this.
The evidence-based consulting group in the U.K. analyzed the yellow card system, not the VAERS system, the yellow card system, and they reported to the MHRA in an official report. Now, this is the group, this independent consulting group, the lead consultants to the WHO. They wrote the MHRA an official report saying, shut it down, not safe for human use.
And that's the main group that advises the government.
They advise the WHO, and the UK MHRA relies on them.
How are they going to keep stonewalling this, paying Rachel Maddow $30,000 per show to say you're totally safe if you take it, no one ever got sick, don't listen to anyone, this is a pandemic, an epidemic, or whatever, of the unvaccinated, and then now Trump's saying it. How are they going to get away with this? Because it seems like every expert there is, the more prestigious, the more they're saying don't do this.
The will of the people, the backbone of the people, and the discernment of the people will break it. It's only going to be a mass public stand that will break this cabal.
Because as you said, I mean, look at this. Netherlands wants 6 shots now. Israel's up to 4 or 5. This is insane.
No one who values their health should ever commit the body to a series of a multi-year injections of genetic therapy. It just simply cannot be done. Let's hold the line and hold it here.
What needs to happen, too, because you brought this up before we went live an hour and a half ago, or almost 2 hours ago, Senator Paul has done a great job exposing the fact that Fauci and others lied about cooking this stuff up at Wuhan. I mean, it's clearly that part of it was man-made. Where does that need to go now? Because I feel like if we don't punish the perpetrators, then they're just going to do this again.
Crimes against humanity basically complaints have been filed in international courts by lead attorney Rainer Fomich from Germany. There's no fairness in the courts now. I think the bottom line is you saw the newsreels. Australia is walking themselves into concentration camps, basically vaccine concentration camps. You saw arrests going on and horrific things going on.
Oh, they're even grabbing political enemies, like senators, and saying, we're just going to keep you till you shut up. We're going to punish you and keep you longer. They're not even acting like it's to stop a spread. They're not even infected with the senator.
No, it's the bottom line is there is no secrecy here. This is a test of wills. This is a show of strength. This is who's bigger and stronger. And I can tell you, we have the truth. And that's what the other side doesn't have.
And when we archive this today, I want to put that clip right there up front in this interview, because you're absolutely right. This is about a global ID. It's about a medical tyranny. It's about big corporations running medicine, not doctors and researchers and nurses. And it's about them playing God. And I'm telling you, they've jumped the shark, because there's no way they're going to get away with this. They got greedy.
They do. And the bottom line is, we're bigger and stronger. We can decide, and we will decide, what goes in our body and what doesn't. And now is the time for strength and backbone worldwide.
We got a few minutes left here. I really appreciate you. You're speaking all over the country. Again, where people find your great weekly program and everything that Dr. Peter McCullough does?
You can follow me on Twitter with great expertise now from social media experts. I'm up across all the platforms. I am strictly within the boundaries that I'm aware of in terms of what I can post. You can find me on America Out Loud Talk Radio, the McCullough Report. I do a weekly report. This week, I just submitted a wonderful interview with courageous former Trump advisor Paul Alexander, probably one of the smartest and insightful evidence-based medicine scientists in the world. Paul Alexander on the McCullough Report on America Out Loud Talk Radio. I am the voluntary chief medical advisor for the Truth for Health Foundation, truthforhealth.org. People want to know, how can I help my loved one in the hospital? How do I get these treatment protocols? How do I get any educational videos on vaccine safety and efficacy? How do I get any advocacy? Go to truthforhealth.org, truthforhealth.org, and see the array of offerings there. There are some other wonderful sites, though. I have to tell people, for physicians, all the doctors out there, Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPSonline.org, AAPSonline.org. And people say, wait a minute, I'm desperate for treatment. Where do I go? If they are desperate for treatment, can't get a hold of their doctor, go to MyFreeDoctor.com, MyFreeDoctor.com, led by Dr. Ben Marble, an American patriot.
Great guy.
Also, very high quality program, American Frontline Doctors, AFLDS.com. Richard Amerling now is the Associate Chief Medical Officer. He's the guy, a wonderful academician. He's absolutely a stalwart.
And again, listeners, I know most of you know all this. If you don't tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, your strangers, your email list, your Twitter list, if you don't tell people, they won't know and they'll die if this happens. I mean, my dad was going to die till Dr. Bartlett helped us and got people there, and my dad came back literally from 82% oxygen. He didn't even know who he was. And if he had gone to the hospital, my dad'd be dead right now. This is life and death information. That's why we're in an info war. That's why you're unstoppable. And take the archive of this last 2 hours and share it, cut it up, share clips. Just get, our listeners are so good. I get emails constantly. Can I show clips? Can I show my church? You better. It's called free to air. I don't own this show. It's copyright free. It belongs to you. Take it, share it, cut it up, dice it, mix it, stand on your head with it. I don't care. Just get this information out from Band.Video and FreeWorldNews.TV and keep us on air, because we're one of the flagships, and ladies and gentlemen, and one of the main feeder groups on the Joe Rogan and other places that we're helping advise and wake up. So InfoWarsStore.com, we have our X2 Deep Earth Crystal, purest iodine out there. It's atomic. It's pure iodine. It is right now 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with vitamin mineral fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, key amino acids, great for children, adults. Everybody needs it. It's a delicious fruit punch. It's 50% off, and those purchases make the broadcast possible. I want to thank all of you for the great job. We're going to air Greg Reach Report when we come back, and then I'm going to come back and bring a bunch of news with Christy Lee and more. Thank you so much, Dr. McCullough. An amazing man and great crew. I love everybody. Stay with us.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is
a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.